Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures mixed today here as we sold back off the big rally yesterday in the beans, so right back off down 14 to 15 cents. With November trading down 14 and a quarter at 10.65. The low today was 10.58 and a half, so it did not quite make new lows, about 4.5 cents off that. But the overall trend, of course, with weather being almost optimal and perfect, is down. Corn futures also off their contract lows, but a little bit lower today, down 2.5 cents at 3.67. And then wheat futures have rebounded here, up 5 in Kansas City, up 8 to 9 cents in Chicago wheat. And then several economic forecasters making crop forecasts for the corn and soybeans. We had Informa this morning, which we'll talk about in a minute. But over the last 3 days, there's been several, all looking pretty bearish at this point. Of course, yesterday we had the crop progress, which was neutral to maybe a little bit bullish, driving the markets. But there's some other things going on. Today, the stock market's down 155 points in the Dow. Crude oil and silver and the metals have taken quite a hit here. So some of these outside factors here are indicating that there might be some economic worries going forward here and driving those markets down. So, but the overall thing today, mixed down in the beans, up in the wheat.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This morning's Informa Economics report showed that a yield of 168 bushels per acre for corn and 44.5 bushels per acre for soybeans. Both of those are disappointing compared to what we have seen over the past few days and other analysts. The other analysts are showing somewhere around 172.5 for the overall national corn yield and then 46 bushels per acre for the national bean yield. So disappointing in both categories, and that puts the overall crop a little bit smaller than earlier anticipated as well. And then yesterday's crop progress and condition report showed a decrease in corn in the good to excellent category, lower 2% down to 73% good to excellent. For beans, it remained the same at 71% good to excellent. Both of those are really high, so just because it decreased doesn't mean that the crop is not an excellent crop. Weather forecast from this point going forward, it looks like we're going to increase the rains for the next 7 to 10 days for the Midwest. It should help the overall crop condition. Of course, at this point in the year, as we get into mid-August, we're on the downhill slope. And since up to this point, we've been really good, it looks like there won't be any real issues with this year's crop.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, August live cattle up 22 at 158.45, October down 57 at 155.65. August feeder cattle up 27 at 221.25, September up a nickel at 220.72. August lean hogs down 122 at 115.85, and October down 195 at 101.67. September Kansas City wheat up 4 1/4 at 642 3/4, December up 5 1/2 at 656. 6. September Chicago wheat up 8.5 at 552.5. September corn down 2.5 at 356.25. December down 2 at 367.25. September soybeans down 9.75 at 1222.75. September down 13.75 at 1081.5. October cotton down 46 at 63.46. And December down 50 at 63.74. That's a market update. For the OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.